Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right. Happy Wednesday, everybody. This is, we didn't say this the other day, but we are in, of course, now the third day of February. Make sure I say the month correctly. February. Charlie's shaking his head at me. I know it is weird to say it that way. The average person, yesterday's question of the day, Andy got right, by the way. The average person will spend 39 hours a year staring at this. Andy's answer was the inside of the refrigerator. So there you go, Andy. Good job. I said microwave. Andy said refrigerator. Today's impossible question, answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page, is 49% of us admit to taking this object. What is it? I have no hints, by the way. So I don't know if taking means stealing or taking it as in the form of medication or, you know, ingesting. It doesn't say. So 49%, so half of us admit to taking, or sorry, I'm not saying this right, Charlie. Talking to this object. I'm saying this wrong. 49% of us admit to talking to this object. What is it? Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Charlie says the TV. I say the car. I know a lot of people talk to their cars. I, by the way, being a car guy, I don't typically talk to my car. I guess I know how much of a mechanical device it is, and I don't talk to it. But I know a lot of people that do. TV's a good answer as well, Charlie. So answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Again, make sure I get this correctly. 49% of us admit to talking to this object. What is it? Again, answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Dr. Julie should be joining us here in just one moment. Before that, though, a couple of things I wanted to make note of. The little dictator, I call him, Dr. Fauci. Yes, I think Dr. Fauci is a communist dictator who wants to control your life and not let you have any fun whatsoever. He is head of the NFL, the No Fun League. That is Dr. Fauci. I've minced no words before about him, and I will continue to do so. I have little to no respect for the man. I don't care how good he is at what he does. I don't care how much money he makes. He's the highest paid federal worker that we have, I believe. I really don't care. Don't care for the guy. I don't care how many administrations he's been through. He's a chair jockey, plain and simple. Bottom line, he continues to come out, in my opinion, which is more outlandish things after outlandish things after outlandish things of what you can and cannot do. Right now, no Super Bowl parties. Immediate family only, he said. Immediate family only. And he also said that just because you get a vaccine does not mean you should travel. Again, this guy doesn't want you leaving the basement ever. That's kind of the way communism is. Keep the thumb on top of you, not let you move around, always know where you're at, trace every move you make, always know what you're thinking. Basically, total control. That's a communist. That's Dr. Fauci, in my opinion. So no Super Bowl parties, and no, a vaccine doesn't mean you can now travel. And by the way, it's not a vaccine, it's gene therapy. But even with the gene therapy shot, no travel for you. I'll travel whenever I want, Dr. Fauci, until I'm basically told I can't without that shot. And even then, I'll drive and do what I want to. We'll get Dr. Julie's opinion on this in just one moment. In the meantime, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. And Michael was just here, as he is every week, 2:30 to 3 o'clock. And he talks about estate planning on his show. You've been doing that for several years now. And Michael's a guy that will come to you. It's not that hard to get your estate and get a will done and handled. Living wills and trusts and anything else you need, Michael can do it all. And he's my guy. He's done all of my stuff, and he'll do yours as well. Again, find him at klzradio.com or call direct 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Novus Auto Glass, folks, if you want to see clearly, and what I mean by that is if you've got a chip in your windshield, or you can just tell it's all pitted up and it's hard to see through, windshield wipers aren't smooth, you name it, they can help you with all of that. They work with all insurance companies. And don't forget, when it comes to their repairs, it's a limited lifetime warranty as well. In fact, if they can't fix your windshield, they will give you the money back on that fix towards the windshield. It's really that simple. It's rushtoreason.com/novus. Find a location near you. It's N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Autoglass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Autoglass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Autoglass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Autoglass now at rushtoreason.com.
Folks, if you want to know where your meat comes from, literally from farm to table, and I know that term gets used loosely, but it doesn't at Barber's Foods, because Greg Bloom, the owner, knows exactly where that meat comes from. Chicken, pork, cow, buffalo, you name it. He's been to all the farms. He knows where they come from, and he's actually seen the way they're processed. So barbersfoods.com is the place to go. Ask about their ambassador program. Greg and I, the next time he's on, we'll talk about that a little more. But if you're interested in how that works, it's a fantastic program, and just inquire. So it's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from, and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raise non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barber'sFoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Julie should be calling us momentarily. I know she gets patients and things going on, so if not, we will continue on, and I'll talk about the topic that she had, although I cannot talk about it as in-depth as she would do for us. Mental health is what we're going to talk about today. Lots of things going on that affect your mental health, and we got another guest joining us at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Kristen. Don't know if I'm going to say this last name correctly. Charlie will get the correct pronunciation from me, but it's Willemeyer, I believe, is how I say that. Willemeyer. Charlie just informed me. She's going to talk about biohacking your brain. So we got a lot in store for you here on this Wellness Wednesday. Franktown Firearms will also join us in the last segment, talk about what's going on out there. And some of you say, how does guns fit into, you know, health and wellness and, you know, the mental, you know, state and so on? Well, as you all know, it fits right in because we now have laws in Colorado, red flag laws and so on, where if you've got any kind of mental things going on and somebody suspects that and they can prove that, in some cases not even prove it, just the testimony of somebody else may be enough to actually not have you owning or being around a gun. So that's something else we'll talk about a little bit with them as we get towards the latter part of the show. But I also wanted to touch on, as I open the show up with, you know, Dr. Fauci, the little dictator I call him. And by the way, I'm one that says, if you're going to have a Super Bowl party, have a Super Bowl party. I really don't care. I talked about it most of the week. We're going to continue talking about it, I guess, until maybe we see some light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to COVID and all these restrictions that we're on, you know, that we're still under. I really thought by now, with Biden being the president, we would start to see things loosen up far more than they have. They've loosened up some, don't get me wrong. There's a new COVID chart, I guess you would call it, in Colorado. I did not get a chance to review that in depth, but I know there's a new chart that's come out. And it really, what all they've done is take the current chart they've got and essentially loosen some of the standards on the chart or the dial, you know, green, blue, yellow, orange, red, and then purple. For example, the red severe risk, which we were, as lots of counties in the state not too far back, was different metrics, incidence of new cases. It used to be plus 501 to 100,000 in a seven-day period. Now it's 350 and 100,000 in a 14-day period. So they've literally gone through every one of these color codes and lowered the threshold for the color, which Richard reminds me is kind of what, you know, Polis said would happen once a quote-unquote, you know, vaccine came out. We call it gene therapy. But that there would be some changes made. Although, even with all of this, we still are running far below capacity at restaurants. We still have no sporting events open. We talked with Andy yesterday a little bit about the basketball that we've now got going on in Colorado high school sports, where kids playing basketball have got to wear a mask even while they're sitting on the bench. And there is a ton of rules surrounding what they can and cannot do with the mask while they're in the actual arena. Mind you, though, if you wrestle, you can wrestle without a mask. Folks, we have literally gone off the, you know, the train, if you would, the rails to the loony bin when it comes to some of the things that we're doing regarding COVID. I'm ready for it to be over. I'm ready for things to get back to normal. Normal as in, I don't want to wear a mask everywhere. The social distancing, fine, continue on with that. But beyond that, I'm just ready to get back to normal. I really think everybody else out there feels, not everybody, but a lot of people out there feel very much the same way I do when it comes to these things. I am so over it. I'm ready to just move on And I know it does affect mental health. That's what Dr. Julie is going to talk about now. Dr. Julie, I was just talking about masks and COVID and the rules and the new chart now that we have as a state, you know, guiding us as to where whether we're going to be orange or yellow or red or purple. And I mean, this thing has gone on so long now, Julie, I don't know if there's an end in sight, and it's got to be affecting people's mental health.
Well, I think people, unfortunately, feel like this is the new normal, and it's not.
No, it's
normal.
Not. Thank you.
It's not norm. It's not normal. What is the new? What do the new guidelines say? I have not even seen them.
All they've done, essentially, is lower the threshold for what creates the different color. The color dial that we have. They've just changed the metrics that go into the dial, and they've dialed, you know, quote unquote, dialed them back some, so that we can hopefully start going down that color chart or dialing those back and get all the way back down to green, which is protect our neighbor, which sounds really stupid, by the way.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't even know. I'm hoping we're looking into providing. We've got rapid PCR tests and rapid antibody tests both now at our office,
okay,
which has been nice. People could come in and get the rapid PCR was very difficult to get access to and be able to be a provider of. And so we've done the rapid antibody now for quite a while, but having the rapid PCR, I think, will be great because people can come in and you'll know your answer in, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And so that'll be great because if you're going somewhere, you're going to see your family or you're walking into a nursing home or whatever the new rules might happen to be tomorrow.
Right.
It's an ever-changing dial.
Exactly.
At least to come in and test and get the answer immediately and not, we were having to wait about 24 to 48 hours before we could get an answer. So it'll be nice to have a rapid PCR test now available.
Okay. So, and I should be up on this, but I am not. The different tests that are out there, where does this test fall in line when it comes to, you know, being able to officially travel, airlines, things like that? Is this one of those approved tests, or does it have to be something different for those organizations?
They're called emergency use authorization. And so these tests have that emergency use symbol. So it means that the FDA has said, hey, we had to very quickly say there's some things out there that we didn't have time to test for years and years and years, but they're working. That's actually what, if you look, that's what all the tests are right now. The only tests out there, they're not FDA approved. They're called emergency use authorized.
Okay.
And that's what ours are.
Okay.
And so that's what's available.
All right.
So that's
so,
nice.
So again, yeah, folks, if you need that, go to Ascent Health Center. It'd be easy, fast, quick, 303-343-8800. All right. Let's talk about how this dovetails into mental health. I know that you've had some challenges this week, and it seems like there's always something new that comes up in regards to, you know, the mental end of things. And, you know, specifically in your case, some situations with, you know, school and teachers and things going on there that really, in my opinion, are not being taught correctly and so on. But, you know, Dr. Julie, I think all of that goes back to the average person listening. This stuff is wearing. And between that and maybe family issues or health issues, even outside of COVID in families and so on, it's draining. Let's face it. We are in a time right now where it really can be draining. And mental health, I've got to believe right now, with everything we've got going on around us, it has got to be, you know, effective and not in a positive way.
And it's just, I think it's, I hate to use the word agenda because I know that's the popular word right now, but it is, and we had some positive feedback with the situation that happened at school. Basically, what it created, and lucky enough for us, we talk a lot in our family. But what worries me is kids who don't have the opportunity to express themselves or kids who don't express themselves in a family when situations at school come up. And so we had an assignment that was very one-sided. It was a gender identity, transgender, completely out of left field assignment with none of the other side being presented. And so he had the wherewithal to have this conversation with me and be like, what do I say about this? Well, I'm like, well, where's the other side of the argument? And so there wasn't one, of course.
Right.
And that's what bothered me the most. And so we went back and forth with the school and had some great outcomes with some of the administration, but the teacher himself has really not responded appropriately to the fact that, listen, it's important that right now we're seeing, I have a belief system, of course, and it tends to fall in line with most of, with I think the listeners that you have.
Right.
But I also am always reading what else is out there. If there's something that's evidence-based that will change my mind, I want to know because I might need to learn something that is a point of view that I don't have.
Right.
And that's simply what I was trying to get out there. And it created angst in the sense that we had to spend a lot of time talking about why it's important to be able to voice your opinion and say what you think and feel safe enough to say what you think. And just with the neurofeedback that we do, we see so much anxiety right now and so much worry, so much fear, and the brain is so on fire. Then you get this layer from school that isn't really, hey, I'm going to go to school and I'm going to learn how to think critically. I'm going to go to school and I'm going to learn how to safely voice my opinion. And they say that you can safely voice your opinion, but if you're only getting one point of view, you can't walk in there with the other point of view and say that you feel safe voicing your opinion. And it just compounds, and then it turns into anxiety or lack of focus or kids not wanting to go to school or parents not understanding why kids' grades are going down. And although we're mostly dealing with, we talk about functional medicine when we're on the show and we're talking about weight loss and we're talking about thyroid problems or hormones, and we do deal with those, I wanted to mention that the mental health side, the brain side, the anxiety side, the being able to have that relationship with your kids or have a place to go where you can ask those questions to build that relationship, we're also here for that for patients. And we see a lot of families.
Good. And that's huge. And for everybody listening, really, I cannot stress enough that, and I said this yesterday, Dr. Julie, and you know, relating to you in one of the commercials we were running, which is, you know, having good health is an investment. And I know at times we take our bodies for granted, just like we take our house and our car and sometimes even our own families for granted. The reality is every one of those things I just mentioned, including your body and your health, takes effort, takes money in some cases. You have to invest in it. But at the end of the day, Dr. Julie, if you do those things correctly, it is an investment versus an expense. I look at going to the doctor as an expense, by the way. If you go to the doctor, to get you know, something handled that you now have upon yourself, whether it be, you know, COVID or strep or a flu or you name it, any of those things I look at as an expense. On the other hand, if I can put some things into the front side of that, Dr. Julie, much like my car, I always relate that, but if I can do that and spend that money on the front side on my time in my world and doing it the way I want, you know, it's no longer an expense, it's an investment, and I'm going to get paid back tenfold. An expense is an expense. You never get that back.
Right. But an investment for your future, preventing what you don't know might be coming down the
path. Right. And so, folks, I you know, again, I cannot stress that to you enough. That's what Dr. Julie and Ascent Health Center does. This is about every aspect of what's going on in your world, not just one area. I realize, like you said, we talk about all sorts of things, losing weight to you name it. And I get it. They're all important. I'm not saying any of those are more important than any others, Dr. Julie, but they all need to work in unison with one another. And I think that's what you guys do, is make that unification happen to where every aspect of your well-being is being addressed.
Exactly. No, what? Thank you. That's well said. We really look at comprehensively what's going on to cause inflammation or poor sleep or digestive problems. And sometimes it's the mental emotional side, especially in this last 12 months.
That's right.
It seems like an interesting circle.
So folks, again, Dr. Julie is there for you. It's easy. It's a phone call away. It really is. Or click away. Go to the website, ascenthealthcenter.com, or give her a call directly, 303-343-8800. And I mean that. Your health is an investment. Invest in it today. Dr. Julie, love you. Thank you for joining us as always. I really appreciate it. Appreciate what you do for our folks. And, you know, we'll talk again next week, but I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Take care. And again, Dr. Julie, Ascent Health Center. Give her a call, folks, 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
All right, Gina's Auto Service, much like we talked about your health, yes, you need to invest in your car as well, because the more you do on the front side, the more you save on the back side, the longer things last, and ultimately, the more money you save. 303-794-6700. That's Gina's Auto Service. It's Gina's with a J, ginosautoservice.com.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Gina's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Gino's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Gino's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Gino's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
China is taking a victory lap as it recently reported GDP growth of 2.3% for 2020. Kim Munson here. Thursday, author and China expert Helen Raleigh explains that the Chinese government's statistics are notoriously unreliable. Recently, the New York Federal Reserve Bank presented new evidence that the economic data is not only inaccurate, but also heavily manipulated. Plus, Dr. Jill Vecchio weighs in on the latest on the China virus. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/rushtoreason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. Leading neuroscience, not scientist, I should say, Dr. Kristen Willemeyer with us now, author of the new book, Biohack Your Brain, How to Boost Cognitive Health, Performance, and Power. And we're going to bust some myths. Dr. Kristen, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, John?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us. So let's get right into it. What are some of the myths that are out there? And bust them for us.
Okay. Well, I think one of the number one myths is that people think we only use 10% of our brain power. And
we hear that all the time, by the way. So you're right. That's something we always hear. Yeah. You only use 10% of your brain.
Yeah, everybody says that. But truth be told, neuroimaging confirms that our entire brain is active while we are awake as well as when we are asleep. In fact, when we are asleep, the brain is working hard, clearing abnormally folded proteins that can lead to Alzheimer's. It's taking all of those memories that we're learning during the day and converting them into long-term memories, and it helps us manage our emotional state. So truth be told, there's no area of the brain that's silent.
Which I guess, just throwing this in, I'm guessing that's why sleep is so important to us as well, because of what you just said.
Sleep is essential to brain health. When I'm working with patients, I work in a psychiatric setting, and I'd say 50% of the people were having challenges with sleep. So getting your sleep hygiene in order is really important for your brain health.
All right. What's the next one?
Next one. So the adult brain cannot grow new brain cells. I'm going to bust that myth. We can grow new brain cells all the way up into our 7th, 8th, and 9th decade of life. So most people don't realize, number one, the brain reaches full maturity by age 25. So we're in this active period of growth. That's why we always say parents who are raising kids, they seem to think that they're fully mature by the age of 16 or 18. And we're like, no, you really need to be parenting your children all the way until age 25 when that prefrontal cortex is fully developed. But then brain aging starts in our 40s. So we start to lose about 5% brain volume every decade. So to know that we can grow new neurons in an area of the brain called the hippocampus, which is important in learning and memory, throughout our lifetime is really important.
So make sure I say this correctly. I want to make sure I say this correctly. So when we're young, we really don't have a fully developed brain, and we're learning and growing, and we realize that some people mature faster than others, but frankly our brain is not mature until we're 25 yet. So we've got like 15 years, because then we get into our 40s, we start losing some of that. So really the prime of our lives is 25 to 40. Is that what you're saying?
Well, actually, the full maturity happens by age 25, but your brain can still be active and continually growing. That's what we talk about, new learning, right? You always hear playing brain games, continuing to read, picking up a new language. There's all of these things can help to slow brain aging. When we are learning new things, it helps the neurons in the brain to make more connections. We call that neuroplasticity. So truth be told, we can still be learning all the way through our 70s, 80s, and 90s. I was laughing. I read Betty White, who just turned 99.
Yeah, me too. Yes.
Yeah. She was saying that she was so grateful because her agent still gives her scripts and she's still booking television shows. So,
I'm glad you said that, because I was just thinking as you were getting ready to talk about her, I'm thinking, is there a correlation here between those folks that, I'm not a guy that believes in retirement. I probably will never retire. I'll work forever. It's just I enjoy it. I love it. I everything you're talking about, I like having my brain working, thinking, functioning, all those different things. But I also have to wonder, for those folks that do continue to work all the way up into their 80s or 90s, and yet you see them and you would think they don't even look like they're that old. Is there a correlation between the fact they're still active and working versus just sitting around doing nothing?
Absolutely. That's where you find when people retire and stop working, that's when the brain slows down. So the brain needs to be continually stimulated. And it can be stimulated in so many ways. I mean, we just talked about it, right? You can play strategy games. You can pick up poker, chess, play your words with friends on the phone. You can, again, picking up a new language has been shown to reduce brain aging by as much as 4.5 years. So it's all about just staying active. And, as we know, when people retire, what do they do, right? Well, hopefully some of them pick up golf. That's still a great, picking up a new sport. But it's really about making sure you stay active, socially connected. I mean, another thing that ages the brain is when we start to become socially isolated and depressed, that actually increases your risk of dementia. So I think that's where, when we're talking about retirement, not only keeping the brain engaged, continue to read, write, learn, get on the internet, watch TED Talks, all of that can still help your brain grow. But there's also that piece about being socially connected that is so important. And we're seeing that's important now more than ever during COVID.
Makes total sense. All right, this last one I love because you speak my language. I've been saying this for many years, despite what most people think. Let's talk about multitasking.
Yeah, so most people think that multitasking makes them more efficient, right? We always say, oh, I was able to get so many things done in this short period of time. And multitasking is actually the brain switching very quickly two tasks.
Because it can only do one thing at a time, right?
You can only focus on one thing at a time. The perfect example is when people text and drive.
That's right.
Right? So we know, you know, if you're looking at your phone and then looking at the road, you're decreasing your ability to stay focused and increasing your chances of getting in an accident. So I think everybody can relate to that.
It's why probably in my world, maybe it's just me, Dr. Kristen, but I cannot type and talk at the same time. My brain, for some reason, I just cannot make those two things function at exactly the same time. I have got to shut up for just a few seconds, even while I'm typing a sentence. Otherwise, I cannot talk and type at the same time.
No, it's true. I mean, even when I'm trying to do, even me, I know that you can't multitask, and I have to remind myself, just focus on one thing at a time, which is why I tell people, when you start your day, just put the task thing, put in your notepad all of the things that you want to get done and just do one thing at a time, cross it off, move on to the next. But the texting and driving is just so important.
Right.
It's even eating and driving, all
right.
of those things.
Anything you're doing and driving at the same time. Again, there's only one thing you can do at a time. Focus on at a time,
yeah.
I should say.
Exactly.
And I think that's the misconception, is because we can walk and chew gum at the same time. Let's face it, there are tasks we can do simultaneously, but let's face it, some of those are just automations. You're not focusing on any of that. And unfortunately, when we drive, I think the automation tends to come in the driving while we're focused on talking, eating, or texting.
Well, we need to be aware of our surroundings. So we know how to drive, right? We get in the car, we sort of go on autopilot. It's a habit that's already in our mind.
That's right.
The challenge is we have to be aware of everybody else on the road around us, right?
Right?
So other
right.
people who are texting and driving. So you can be, you know, a good defensive driver. And I'll tell you, here in Los Angeles, we actually have on the roads the signs that say don't drive while intoxicated. And
ah,
I was intoxicated.
Good one.
And I was like, wow, that's actually really
clever. That's not bad.
You know, it's a really
okay. And real quick, what are the negatives of people that continue to try to multitask? And you know, again, and we see that. In fact, I've heard people even brag about, well, I can do two things at once. I mean, I'm quick to really say, no, really, you can't. You're focusing on one thing, and the brain's on autopilot for the other because you can only focus on one thing at a time. But what are the negatives of trying to do too much of that?
Well, I think it just leads to increased stress, and maybe you're not as productive, or you're not able to give your 100% effort on the thing that you're doing. Like you said, you can't type and
talk.
You can't type and talk at the same time. So you can only consciously focus on one thing. So I know it's just intuitively you're like, of course, we can only focus on one thing, but we are so inundated with, you know, here we're trying to work and we get our text alerts, right? You get news flashes that come up. And I think that's where the multitasking conversation really started to elevate, because with social media and, you know, here I am, I've got my computer up and in the corner, it's, you know, flashing me when somebody's on my Instagram or my Facebook, or, and I get distracted. So
it's
way,
and you, as a tip, one of the things that I've done for everybody listening, I do this. In fact, I used to do it every morning. I would turn notifications on my computer off every morning. Well, then I got to thinking, why do I have them on at all? I can go look at what I want to go look at when I want to look at it. I don't need a notification telling me something. I'll go figure it out on my own. So I basically have got notifications turned off permanently because of what you just said.
You're so smart. I mean, the right strategy is, you know, you look at your emails at three times in the day, right? 8 o'clock in the morning, noon, and then in the evening, and then you leave the rest of the time for work. It really will improve your productivity. You'll be able to get things done quickly. But again, I know it's difficult. Have you looked, you know, how much screen time do you log in every day? You know,
in my world, because of what I do, far too much.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think it's decreased your efficiency?
You know what? I will tell you, I don't think it's increased it. And there's times where I literally just have to shut the lid or turn the screen off and go focus on whatever it is I'm going to do, whether that's, you know, looking over spreadsheets for the business I own, you know, or whether it's, you know, trying to actually get something, you know, done that involves a lot of thinking and figuring. And in that case, I typically close the computer and get a legal pad out and start writing things down, because my brain in particular works a little better as I'm writing and trying to function through things and figure them out. Yes. I do better at that than I do on the computer.
Okay, can I teach you something?
Yes, please.
It's a great teaching moment.
Of course, always.
So, this is where writing is so important. And I feel like handwriting and cursive is becoming a long-lost art.
It is.
Because we're all on our phones.
That's right.
But the brain organizes things when you write. That's why writing, whether you're journaling or if you're learning something new, when you take notes by hand, you are organizing it in your mind and you will actually remember it.
Right.
You know, I'd had a conversation with someone. There's research on, do we learn better when we read from books or when we read from digital screens? And the research is showing that when you're reading through books, you tend to learn more because of the way the information is laid out the page.
Right.
So we create these cognitive maps. But when we're learning and reading from a screen, especially ones that just scroll down, so we can't really create what we call a cognitive map. Like, I can't say it's, you know, on page 47 in the right-hand corner and there's this picture. So I feel that, you know, in terms of improving memory, I think when people, number one, read more from books and magazines and newspapers, you tend to recall that information more. And when you're writing it down, as you just said, when you want to organize your thoughts, you write it down. Not only will you remember it, you're also tapping into that ability to be more creative. So you've organized your thoughts, and then another thought comes in, and you write that down. So just,
good stuff.
You know,
no, this is great. I'd love to have you back. This is great. Dr. Kristen, I appreciate it. Dr. Kristen Willemeyer, how do folks find you?
You can find me on my website at drwillemeyer.com.
And that's W-I-L-L-E-U-M-I-E-R for those of you listening. Dr. Kristen, again, I would love to have you back. This is great. I really appreciate it.
Oh, what a delight. Such a pleasure to meet you.
You're very, very welcome. Nice to meet you as well. We'll have you back. I mean it. This is great. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. Franktown Firearms guys are going to join us in a minute. In the meantime, Extreme Auto Repair is next. Anything you need for your vehicle, they will take care of you. And please, don't text and drive. I'm sure Extreme Auto Repair would agree with me on that. Focus on what you're doing at all times. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. Make sure that your financial future is set. Al can help you with that. He's a financial advisor. Find him at klzradio.com or listen to KLZ 2 to 2:30 on Wednesdays or call him directly 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
I don't know what this is going to look like. This trial, get out the popcorn, because it's going to be a barn burner. Democrats might want to be careful what they're wishing for, because there might be information that does come out that they don't want front and center. The whole impeachment idea is a disaster.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher. Weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. We got an update now from Franktown Firearms. Nathan, right?
That is correct.
How are we doing, sir?
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, we're staying busy.
How's Joe Biden doing for selling guns today?
Business is good. Business is very good. Ammunition, accessories, firearms, it's good.
That's awesome. Okay, what's inventories like? It's always the first question I got to ask because I know it's a big deal.
It is. It's. We've been very blessed to still stay well stocked.
Okay.
We're talking rifles, we're talking shotguns, pistols, revolvers, all of it.
Okay. Ammo?
Very, very steady.
Okay.
We have some on the shelf. We have been limiting it, but we do have some allocated for purchases.
So you've got what you need.
We always want more,
right?
As do our clients.
Of course.
But we're sitting pretty as it pertains to the industry at the moment. We've been very blessed.
All right. One of the things that I've been really big on here lately, just focusing on even before you guys' ad run, is, you know, just for that person that, you know, I'm a big gun guy, love guns. I've owned them since I was, gosh, I can't remember, 5-6 years of age, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, probably the first gun that, you know, I shot and then owned one from the, probably got my first gun, I think, when I was 10. Yes, you know,
that's a common story we hear.
Family I grew up in, just where my dad was, you know.
Absolutely.
So, you knowing that, you know, I've always been around them, it's sort of second nature, but you know, there's a lot of folks out there that have never really even been around one. They maybe are thinking about getting one. Doesn't matter which side of the political aisle they're on, it's just something they've thought about doing. But I'm a big one where I believe, and I don't want regulation on this, don't get me wrong, but I'm a big believer that they need to know how to use that gun safely, what it can and cannot do, before they actually pick one up and own it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's my opinion.
Oh, 100%.
I don't want that regulated. I just want them to be, you know, have enough common sense to make that happen.
Yeah, we want them educated.
Right.
Yeah, and we can do that. We do have the training for that at the facility. We also have the indoor range, so they have the ability to rent a firearm before they buy it if it's one that they particularly like. If they're getting into first-time shooting or just the shooting sports in general, a lot of the times we recommend like a .22 long rifle,
sure,
whether pistol, revolver, or long gun. And
it's a great way to start, by the way.
Absolutely. It's almost no recoil. It's not super loud.
It's a great way to learn.
It is.
That's why you start literally a 10-year-old out with a .22.
Yep.
You don't hand a 10-year-old a .30-06.
No, that would probably bruise them as well
and scare them to death.
Bruise their ego a bit as well.
And the other thing it does, and I've seen guys do this with, you know, wives and girlfriends or even kids. You know, they take the Colt 1911 .45, hand it to the girlfriend and say, "Here, shoot this." And they wonder why they're scared of a gun from that point forward. I mean, it's the biggest knucklehead move there is.
Yeah, well, and a lot of it can be done with research as well. But if you're playing on the internet and you happen to come across a YouTube video, I'm guilty of clicking on it and watching someone that's holding it wrong crack
right.
themselves in the forehead.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is education, training, and practice.
Where I'm going with this, folks, is for those of you out there thinking, well, yeah, but, you know, I can pick up a gun at any of the big box stores. Sure, you can. You can buy a gun on the internet and have it, you know, delivered to an FFL. I get that. The problem is, if you're especially somebody that's new to this and you've never bought a gun before and you're buying it from a big box store with no range, where's the training coming from?
Yeah, or if you're considered just a number on those big box stores, it's thanks for your purchase, now kind of get out. Yeah, here it's more of a family-based atmosphere, yeah, and we want the repeat business.
I'll go as far as even saying in the big box stores, you know, good luck on even getting somebody there that even will walk you through, well, yes, this is probably a good ammo choice for you depending upon what you're going to be doing. Are you target practice, you're plinking, or do you want some defense ammo? Because by the way, folks, those are not one and the same.
No, and they do make some practice ammo, target ammo that is loaded a little bit hotter to help mimic that of a hollow point or a defense round, but there are differences and we do take the time to educate.
And again, what I just said for some of you that may be thinking about buying a gun, you're not going to typically hear what I just said at a lot of the big box stores. They're not going to advise you on that.
No, a lot of the time what you'll hear is, okay, is this what you want? Is that cash or card?
Right.
And that's the end of the transaction.
Fill out the form.
Exactly.
Here's the computer over here. Go start your registration, but the background check process.
Exactly, yeah, through CBI and everything like that. And the state charges $10.50. That's what we charge. We don't do any of that upcharging
the
stuff.
$25 or any of that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Okay. All right, for those of you that are listening, though, that actually maybe there is something specific. Maybe you bought a used gun. Maybe you want to do a transfer or something along those lines. Can you handle that as well, Nathan?
We can, yep. If you're buying something online or if you're buying it person to person, kind of like second party, we can handle both of those. So FFL transfer in person, in store with both parties, or if you're buying it online and having it shipped in, we can handle that as well.
So just call you ahead of time and let you know what's going on?
It does make it a little bit easier and we can kind of get some forms ready, but it's not 100% necessary. We are very lenient in that and that there's no appointments. It's walk-in welcome.
You're awesome. How do folks get a hold of you?
They can give us a phone call at 720-770-7777 or just stop by. We're pretty much at 86 and 83.
And if you forget any of those numbers, just go to klzradio.com. Find them there. Also on Saturdays, so we've got in the mornings, I'm on Fix It Radio, then Drive Radio, then Sportsman of Colorado, and then Shooting the Breeze with the guys from Franktown.
That is true.
We have a great Saturday lineup for everybody listening. So if you haven't listened on a Saturday, we really do. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, we have the best Saturday programming in town, period.
I'd agree with that.
So, bar none.
No.
Start off early and in the afternoon, and you can get all you want to know in one day. House, guns, car, the sporting, you name it, it's all there on a Saturday. So thanks for that as well.
No problem. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys very much. All right, that's it. Franktown Firearms, go check them out. KLZradio.com. If you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle, Pure 4 Chevrolet is a place to go. Shop online at purefoychevrolet.com or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purifoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purifoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purifoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, that does it for this first hour. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Coming up on the second hour, Richard Battle will join us at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about Ronald Reagan, his leadership quality, and the fact that it would be nice to have some of that back and in today's world. And then Daniel Kennedy is going to join us, and we're going to talk a little bit about just how to live a long, healthy life with COVID in our existence. So we'll be back. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.